Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Be sure to check out the blog on divadoule.com. Terry puts up spoilers and videos and everything up there, and also check out all the shows on Blog Talk Radio. And we're on Twitter at Diva of Doule, and on Facebook there's a fan page under Carrie Messner, Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're also on Google and iTunes, and we have the diva tonight. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Marianne.
Yeah, she's barely here, huh? Yeah. And I think Causey Hooch is going to be calling in, so hopefully she'll be here. And we want to pimp our friends at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka, and at Lauren Coslow, and at Teo Penglis, and at Guilt Trip USA. So I guess we'll talk about the last week of the show, and just the I guess a lot of Joe Mascola, his last scenes were on Thursday. Joe passed away in December, but they had taped some of, he had taped some scenes a few months before that, which aired this past Thursday. So technically, those were his final scenes. I'm gonna share my thoughts, and then I'll ask you, Carrie, what you thought. But
okay.
At first I thought this is good. It's like closure. It'd be nice to see Joe again. And when I first saw it, he was just sitting in his cell, and it's like, oh gosh, he didn't look good. He didn't talk. And then as the show went on, there's an explanation for that. But still, that actually was Joe sitting there. I don't know. And you could tell he was probably out of it at that time. I don't know if it was a good thing for him to be there or not. But it still was nice, I guess, to see him in for closure. And then what happened, we'll discuss more, is that the big twist at the end was and what I took from it is Stefano is really dead, and it was all a setup to make everyone think that he is alive to get Hope off the, you know, to get Hope off the hook, which was all planned, I guess, by Steve and Shane. And it was really Shane posing as Stefano, which I thought was, I kind of like that kind of twist to it. And now that, you know, it's not that Stefano's out there running around and stuff, that he is, you know, Joe passed away, and he's, and so Stefano is actually passed away too. So I don't know. What did you think?
On paper, I guess that would have sounded really cool, that that Steve and Shane faked him being alive. But I guess
It's usually fake death, and
But you know, obviously, I didn't know about Joe passing. But it just,
when they did that.
Yeah, it just seemed like, well, the whole thing was such a fuster clock from the beginning. You know, it sounded exciting, like, oh, they're all going to Prague and blah, blah, blah. Anna's going to be there, and Carrie and Austin and Shane. And it sounded really cool. And then basically all they did was sit around and dicker. There was some cute scenes with Steve and Kayla and Paul and Sunny. And it was nice seeing Anna, Carrie, and Austin again. But basically all they did was literally sit around bicker the entire time, and Rafe is being a prick to everybody and losing his temper and screaming and yelling and acting like a big baby. And the whole thing was fake. And I just think that it was a horrible way to write out the character of Stefano. I mean, it's just the whole premise of him, of Hope killing him in the first place was bad. If they weren't going to have Hope be punished for it, what the hell was the point?
What was the point? Yeah, she should have been. Yeah, they should have just left it that she was that she did something. She was like a flawed character. She wasn't perfect. She snapped, which people do, and they should have just left it at that. Let her serve her time, or found another way to get her off, maybe. But I'm one. Yeah. Do you think everyone was in? Do you think everyone? Do you think it's just Steve and Shane that know, and Ray, the rest of them have no? Yeah,
I don't think so. Any clue. Yeah, but why would
any clue? Well, right.
Yeah, why would Rafe be acting like that? You know, and if you actually, what I thought was weird at the time was the scenes with Stefano in the cell. You know, obviously Hope and Marlena and Anna all thought it was real, and I see people complain about it on Twitter. Why was Rafe the last person to talk to Stefano? You know, it should have been Marlena. And maybe Anna to a certain extent. But why did Rafe get to confront him last? He's the one who suffered the least. And I thought it was odd.
Right.
Why Steve didn't talk to Stefano. I thought that was kind of odd, too, at the time. Until you find out the next day it wasn't Stefano to begin with.
Right. And Steve was in on it. And true with Rafe, he's like, and like, where was Andre? You know, his last scenes or confronting his father, they could have told him, and he could have flown there like really quick, you know, but, or even Chad too, but especially Andre, because he has the most history with Marlena.
And the thing is too, basically everybody in town thinks Stefano's alive and he escaped. So isn't that I know obviously they don't care about Andre's feelings, but isn't that a cruel thing to pull on Chad and Theo? And now they think, you know, Stefano's still alive and he, you know, faked his death again and he, you know, doesn't want anything to do with them anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's really cool.
Unless they're going to eventually tell him, but they don't want that many, you know, because, you know, want people to know because it can get out again. But, yeah, it is.
I just thought that was really mean to do to Chad.
But I did like the scene with Marlena, in that when she said game over and checkmate, and she put the chess piece on the, that was good. That was pretty clever, well done, you know. And it was just sad to see Joe was just sitting there and just not saying anything and just kind of doing that little bit of a laugh, and he kind of looked like he wasn't like all there either. It was just kind of hard to watch.
I wasn't sure he was all there. I kind of thought maybe he was. He just, you know, he had to act like Stefano, but kind of act like Shane being Stefano, too. So he just, really couldn't speak.
Well, we have Anna's here, I think.
Hello.
Anna?
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. How are you? How are you?
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, we were just
Joe
discussing the
last episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see his episode? We were just discussing,
you know,
what we thought. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
what did you think?
Did it look to you guys like they probably filmed them separately? Like, I think they must have done his scenes alone, you know, without people actually yelling at him and stuff.
I could have.
Because
because it didn't kind of sync.
Because, see, they never did show a shot of them all in the same scene together. And I think that, I hope that's the case, because given where his mind was at that point, I think that would have been terribly cruel for people that he may or may not have recognized to be like saying those
or
little
understood
things to him, with him not understanding possibly what was going on. My gut feeling is that there was somebody off camera, maybe directing, you know, or playing something and he was maybe reacting to it as best he could. And then they used those
right.
clips in with the dialogue that the others shared. Because I
mm-hmm.
think that would have been really cruel to, like, have them, you know, people he's worked with forever that he probably didn't even know at that point, wouldn't have even understood what was going on, having them telling him what a horrible person he was and this and that and the other. So that's the way
mm-hmm.
I was really curious to actually watch it. And I was really watching for that. And
mm-hmm.
that's the sense that I get is
mm-hmm.
that they did do those scenes separately. They may have
mm-hmm.
even done that before in
yes.
some of the scenes that he's had, you know, in the last couple of years.
Towards
I think
the end.
There have been
mm-hmm.
some references to him taping some things on his own, you know, separately and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, kudos to him for having one last episode in him and being able
to
do that,
do it.
Whatever
mm-hmm.
frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
to have that desire to want to go into work and do that. And bless his heart. I mean, and that tribute at the very end with the scream, you know, shot for him and then the, you know, the quote. Oh, my gosh. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what you, I don't know if you guys, I didn't hear what you were saying before I came in except for the first 20, or the last 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I just, that's kind of what I was thinking they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what
that
they
what
did because
thinking?
He looked like he was kind of, yeah, he was kind of like, just kind of like prop there and he didn't speak and
yeah.
all he did was like kind of laugh a couple
right.
of times. And I said it was,
yeah.
it was kind of like bittersweet. It was kind of like, it was nice to see him back. It was kind of like a short closure, but it was just hard to watch
mm-hmm.
because you knew what he was going through.
You knew it was a
stuff.
Shell
then,
of who he was.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. And we were just talking, how did you like the twist at the end and how they did it, that Stefano really, he really is dead. And
see, I didn't see
Shane,
it. Oh,
and
I didn't,
it was the plot. You didn't see the end of Friday's show?
No, see, oh, no, I only saw Saturday.
Oh.
I only on Thursday
oh.
they were he was out of the room, so I didn't know what happened. So what happened?
Yeah, well,
on Friday,
it looked
I had
like
no idea.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like
they went
okay,
into
they
the cell
in,
and he was gone.
And he's gone. So they think he's escaped,
mm-hmm.
okay? And everyone thinks
mm-hmm.
he's alive and escaped. Well, they're all leaving to go back to the States, and Steve says to Kayla, you know, I'm going to stay here a little bit, you know, and wrap things up and everything. And she says, okay. So then they leave, and you see Steve walks into the room, and there's somebody with their back to him in that same blue prison shirt that, like, Stefano had on. And he
yeah.
they turn around, and it's Shane, all like he took a mask off
oh.
of Stefano. That was Shane
oh.
posing as Stefano. So it was the whole ruse to
oh,
get Hope
oh my
off the
gosh.
Hook. Probably Steve and Shane set all this up in motion. Like
oh.
because Shane came to them and said, hey, we spotted Stefano here, here, and there. So he got it.
Oh,
I, as we think Carrie
okay.
and I were talking about that. We think, yeah, we think those two were the only ones that knew.
And
so
and
that
that's
was
Steve
the twist
was like,
that he really is dead.
Let's just go get some ice cream. Like Steve was like, let's just go get some ice cream that one episode. He was like, you know how the ISA is, you know, they slow walk everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
he was stalling for whatever reason. Oh, well, that's a good
And it was Shane
so
with,
Hope
you know,
really
the old
did, so
Roman
really,
and the,
so Hope really
you know,
did
the Andre
kill him.
And the Roman mask.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Hope really did kill him, and now they got him off.
But now they're
going to
use the DNA. They're
going to
use his old DNA. A evidence
right,
that they've had
mm-hmm.
before.
And everybody's
yeah.
seen that he's alive
oh,
and they have it on video
it.
And everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But,
I love it.
But Carrie and I were just talking, but they should have just let Hope, you know what was the point, you know, of Hope killing him and
oh,
him getting
no.
off. It should have been less, just like, you know, she had a flaw. That was her flaw. She snapped. People do that. She served her time, but it
mm-hmm.
just was kind of a crappy way to
mm-hmm.
send off Stefano. It should, you know, she should have paid for
I was
it. But anyway,
I like the twist so that
the
he
end.
Came back from. Yeah, because that makes more sense
mm-hmm.
to me, though, from logic standpoint, as much as you have to suspend logic
mm-hmm.
to follow it to begin with. But because I could never understand how they could be dragging his body everywhere and Andre went into that building and that blew up. And
yes.
all of it. And he's under
that
all
was,
that, and he got his father's ring. None of that made
uh-huh.
sense to me. And so,
right.
I mean, even though, even in Salem, you know, even in Salem
that
world.
Was really,
so that was really a stretch. So I'm glad. And they set it up to where they said he wasn't going to speak because, you know, he's not speaking because he doesn't want to incriminate himself or anything. So they preempted that whole thing by, you know, Joe probably couldn't speak anyway, sadly.
Right.
And were able to, you know, they wouldn't want, since it was a ruse, they wouldn't want, you know,
everybody knows Stefano's
voice.
Want him
to speak anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
Interesting. So, well, wow. I wasn't expecting that at all. I was like, wait a minute, he's missing.
So if you
himself,
missed
the
very. Yeah, if anybody missed the very end of Friday's show, they missed the
I'm gonna have to go back and I'm gonna have to
Friday
watch the rest of
show. I mean, you know the.
Oh, that's right.
It? Cliffhanger
that's
Friday.
Right. They preempted it in a lot of markets with a press conference. So, lot of people. So I was gonna actually watch it online, and I just hadn't yet. But anyway, so.
Oh, his fault.
I know in some markets NBC interrupted.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock.
You know,
yeah, I
show.
Get it at 2 here.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but if you watched right at the very end on Friday, that was a big. So I don't know if they'll go in to explain it more come next week, like if Steve and Shane will talk, you know, explain it more, or if anybody else knows. But it seems like they're the only two that know.
If maybe they're going to keep it a secret forever, and that way that way everybody thinks that Hope really didn't kill him. You know, although
and Carrie
is,
made it. Carrie made a good point about Shad, and you know, it's kind of mean to like let them think now that Stefano is alive out there somewhere when he really isn't.
Yeah,
that is, you know,
yeah,
his family.
True. That is, huh?
Yeah.
That is weird.
That was cruel to Chad and Theo, and
Wow. Interesting. Huh. Well, I did not see that coming.
No, didn't see that coming at all.
I have to admit, that was a good twist. Yeah, that was a good twist.
I still don't like it. But, I mean, I didn't like the whole story to begin with. I don't really feel bad for Hope at all. I think she deserves to be in prison. The prison storyline has been horrible.
True.
The Rafe and Hope storyline has been horrible. And I just think Stefano deserved a better exit than to be shot by her and then his body put into a building that got demolished. And then they fate him being alive. I don't think that was, I don't know. To me, that wasn't a fitting ending to Stefano at all. But, actually, my dream ending for days was Stefano leaving town and the town blowing up behind him. I just thought that was always my perfect ending for days of our lives. Everybody's dead except
Stefano. Oh, yeah, and him and finally getting the ultimate revenge,
And that's a little weird, but that was always my dream ending for days. He lived and everybody else was dead.
Wow.
Note to self.
I'll be filing that self-preservation file for future use.
And we also were talking, Anna, about Rafe, the last one to talk to Stefano. Which we thought,
my gosh, he was
of
so
all
boring.
People,
I had
he was
to
the
re-
last one.
I had to replay his monologue at least 8 times to even get through it. I mean, he could not have mustered any less anger or emotion if he had tried. It was like he was reading a dictionary or something. I was like, what in the hell?
Well, that's how he acts. But anyway. Anyway. Nothing new, but I mean, of all the people that have suffered under Stefano.
Again, I maintain he and Kate were great together. She brought out a lot of things. Lauren, I think, brought out a lot of things in Galen. But that scene,
but that's Lauren.
It's not happening now. And I'm telling you, that scene, I mean, Rafe's last scene. Here, Rafe was held captive and they cloned him for a while. I'm sure they don't want to remember all that. But he was held captive in their basement for months, And you'd think he would have mustered a little more anger at the end, or at least, you know, shown a little
right.
bit of emotion that his love, great love of his life, has been in prison because of him or whatever, you know. I mean, I just – and then I was anybody else surprised that there was a Sammy mention, that maybe Sammy would come back with the kids? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, about now Sammy can come back or something. Yeah, I've heard talk out there of her.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I think it would be great if she did, but I just I thought it was kind of interesting that they even put that out there, because a lot of times they don't even, you know, they don't usually mention, a lot of times they don't mention characters that are, that there's no chance they're coming back, or that they're, you know, I mean, like, you know, they can go 40 years without mentioning David Banning. Now that there's a kid that he had, now they might mention him, but you know what I mean? But for all those years in between, they didn't say anything.
Actually.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I was surprised, pleasantly surprised that they had him mention her. But I just think, you know, there was no flaring of the nostrils. There was no change of expression. I mean, maybe it was because he was having to talk to, maybe Galen was having to project and actually act, because he really wasn't working opposite Joe Mascolo. And so therefore he really was acting like he was talking to a blank wall. Because that's
but
what
I
came across as. I'm not kidding.
Well,
I got so distracted.
Well,
I kept looking.
You're just making my point.
Watching the episode, I kept like losing interest and having to go back and rewind it, because I couldn't, I kept saying, oh wait, he said something about Sammy. Let me rewind it. And I lost interest again. Oh, I better rewind it.
Now it would have been entirely different if Andre was there confronting him.
Oh,
that would have been an entirely different scenario. That's what I would have loved to have seen.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's
heck, even Chad.
He wasn't it.
Yeah. Between those two. Yeah. But and I think Marlena did a good job with the checkmate when she put the chess piece on. We discussed that. That was good.
That was good. His queen, the queen of the night. Oh, yeah.
That was his queen of the night. And they kind of went back to that whole masquerade thing with the ball and that, because that's how the queen of the night, right? He had the mask on and always took her, going back to that whole thing there. So and then we kind of got a little bit of the Sonny and Paul romance going on now during that whole thing. So I don't know where that's gonna go.
You back when Will was still in the picture than they do now. I don't know why, but I thought they had more chemistry back when Will was still in the picture than they do now. I don't know why.
You don't think,
I think
Sonny's
got an edge to him now.
I don't know. Sonny has
a little bit of an edge to him,
but he's still the good one. I mean, he's still the good Fury Office, kind of with Brady, you know, kind of him and Brady, so far anyway. Yeah. So. Okay. So what else? Anything else? Did you think about the whole Nicole, Chloe, Deimos situation?
I found myself thinking, well, Chloe's right. Because here she is, Nicole, back kind of, sort of, possibly thinking about Deimos.
But then there's Brady. But then there's Brady lurking in the background and comforting her. And Deimos keeps walking in on them.
I could not believe she put him in the friend zone, though. She put Brady firmly in the friend zone there for a minute. But I really hope those two. I hope that those two end up together. And then what I loved was when Brady said, just think, maybe Tate and Holly could be growing up in the same house. He was feigning.
He said a year from now.
Yeah, a year from now.
He said, just Tate think a year and, from now, Tate and Holly could be playing in this house together. I said, okay, writers,
like
is that where you're going with it? Okay. Yeah.
I like the idea.
And then they're
that.
Hugging and Deimos, you know.
And
but yeah,
she,
Nicole
like,
is
you're
thinking
the,
of
you're
Deimos.
You're the best friend.
Given Deimos. Yeah, you're the best friend,
so
Brady.
So mad at him. Ugh.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there's part of me, if I hadn't wanted her to have her own baby all these years, I'm glad they finally gave her her own baby.
Oh,
but
she still doesn't need that.
Pisses me off because I, you know. Oh, yeah.
Snatch that baby right out of Chloe.
I know. Well, see, that's my thing. I can't believe she hasn't already done that and run off with her. I just really can't.
For Nicole,
She's
would have thought she would have done it
for sure.
She is holding
really
it together.
Happy. I'm very happy that Dina actually did right for her, because that was one of those things, those unfulfilled things that I always thought the character should have, and I think we all felt that way pretty much. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all.
Yeah.
Nicole,
like,
about having a baby, having her own child. Yeah.
Of course, it had to be Daniel's kid, but at least he's dead, so we don't have to think about him too much. Anyway, it's like I can just imagine, you know, seeing the baby, and she's orange with a lot of hair all over the skin. No, but the tan, like a tan, overly tanned Dr. Dan. Anyway, but, you know, I was thinking, Chloe really is, like, in love with that baby. I mean, I thought at first.
Yeah, no, it is more than that now. It is more than that now, yeah. She wants the baby. She's kind of bonded with the baby.
Yeah, at first
she
was
really
just trying to protect her.
You're going to bond when you nurse.
Uh-huh, yeah. And at first she was protecting her, but now I'm like, nope, she's going a little cray-cray again.
She wants her.
Chloe. Well, think about it. Chloe had that postpartum depression, didn't she, after, and she went off the charts crazy, was prostituting herself and doing all kinds of crazy stuff there for a while. So
Brady keeps pointing out to her, your record isn't so, you know, you have room to talk, you know, about Nicole. Yeah. Like,
isn't
you could be a danger to
too?
That baby, too.
All of a sudden, I had this weird moment when you know, Chloe and Belle and Sean were in scenes together, and I'm thinking, that has to be so strange that Brandon Beamer and
Belle
in the scenes
and Sean
together, and well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
and then too,
weird.
I know what you mean.
The fact
that's
that, you
weird
know,
too,
they were together for
that
all those years, and now she's married and has a kid, and you know, it's like it's just kind of,
that had to be
weird
too.
For them. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But it just seemed like it was kind of weird for me.
Well,
anyway.
It might have been. Yeah. Well,
and when
actors,
they're talking
professional
about the last era, and thinking, well, two-thirds of the people in this scene were not even there back then.
Yes, really.
It's like, oh, well.
And even if Philip would have been there, Chloe's the only original last person.
That's a good point.
You know, of the original actors. Yeah.
That's true.
That were in
that's
those
true.
Scenes. Yeah.
Good point. But anyway.
Did you want to talk about any Kate scenes? Did you see Kate and Eduardo and Andre?
Well, on a Friday, and I only got to see, I didn't get to see much of Friday, so I really don't have much to say, but I'm just frustrated because Kate's only seemingly on once a week, and, you know, it's like I love the Kate and Andre and Eddie scenes and stuff, so I wish we'd get more of that. The three of them
they
together
were
pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't
get to
see most
Deimos
of Fridays.
Yeah, of course, Deimos has kidnapped Abby and Chad. So they're kind of scheming together because they know that Deimos wants this key, and they're trying to find this damn key, and they think each other's have
it.
Like, Deimos and Andre had some really good scenes together, and then decided to team up together, and they said, do you have the key? No, I don't have the key. And it's like they were kind of back and forth. It was kind of funny. And so they're trying to figure out what this key is. Of course, we all know the key is not a key. It's actually Drew. And so they're having all their men, they're on their phone and they're trying to find out, you know, what's going on. And so the brilliant Kate, instead of comes up with the idea of Sonny could be the one maybe that could bargain with Deimos and try to, you know, find out to get Chad and Gabby out. So then they thought, oh, that's a good idea. So she calls Sonny, and in the meantime, Andre and Eduardo, and Andre, the devil that he is, comes up with this idea. He says, okay, when Sonny gets back, we'll kidnap him, and that'll be leverage for us to get them two out. Of course, Eduardo says, well, Kate's not, he says, wait a minute, that's not what Kate had him. I don't think Kate's going to be happy with that. He says, but you know what, I like that idea. So I thought, you too. Wait until Kate finds out. You guys are going to be in trouble. So, yeah. So that was, there were some good scenes with the three of them. So anytime you get all of the veterans like that together in a scene, I always like to watch that. So that's kind of what's in.
I sure hope we, with the new writing team, I hope we, I've been encouraged lately, you know, hearing that Ron is good with the vets and stuff. I just hope he's good with our vets.
That's what I hear. We're hoping. And with Sherry, too. So that's encouraging.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
To see where this goes. But, of course, I guess we're going to be seeing Dina's writing for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, honestly,
it's going to be a while.
You know, there have been some good things about it. I mean, there's some things
she's had some good stuff. Yeah,
Kate.
She surprised me.
She doesn't
me.
Write for Kate much. She doesn't write for Kate much. I hope Ron does, because I get so sick of Kate being on once a week. And, you know, I love being able to see Teo and Lauren working together and A. Martinez and all that. So just frustrating. So, So hopefully we'll have some, I think every other time Dina's been gone, we've all like been relieved and happy to see her go, you know, but I have to say this time I thought she did the best she's done. And I don't know whether that's
because
Juan was also involved. What's that?
I totally agree. This is the best Dina's ever done on Days. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you? Okay. I have to admit that too. I think so too.
Yeah.
Really don't have any complaints, really. I'm just kind of surprised
she
left.
My biggest complaint is just balance as far as the, you know, but anyway. So did you guys
talk about
your favorite scenes with,
With Stefano? Oh, yeah, we have to do our Stefano. I was looking back at some of the ones. Stefano. Yeah. So what are your favorite scenes? One of your favorite scenes?
Well, I mean, I didn't want them to go back to it once they'd gotten past it, but I did love Stefano and Kate together. How they started out so dramatic, and how he forced her to marry him, or she was, you know, he rescued her from Daniel pressing charges and everything, and her probably being thrown the slammer. So he basically, you know, extorted her in order to marry her. But, and that was like super dramatic because she was crying and the whole bit, you know. But I loved how they actually developed a partnership and a love for one another and a team, you know, a team spirit with each other. I loved that. I loved kind of having them at the time as the queen and king of, you know, the dark king and king and queen of Salem there for a while. So I enjoyed that until they got to the point where they really weren't writing for them much anymore, and Kate was just sitting on the couch. Then I got bored with it. But I was just kind of laughing at how, and I think they even mentioned that in Thursday's episode about how many of, or somewhere I was thinking, you know, Stefano has offed almost all of his kids or hurt them in some way or another.
Yes.
But it's like Joe Mesco, as far as Joe goes, Joe Mescolo managed to make us love Stefano and root for Stefano a lot of the time.
Stefano.
Even though, you know, when you think about it, he played the character for, what, 35 years off and on or more? And it's the fact that he was still a rootable villain. Sometimes it was a little written, his character was written a little more cartoonish, and other times not, just like, you know, Teo's been the recipient of that as well with Andre, much better writing now than back several years ago. But to me, it was such a testament to Joe that how he was able to make his character rootable, where, you know, he might like be tearing up all of Salem and breaking the hearts of everybody that we love in Salem, but we still loved him too. You know, like it was almost like on that last episode, didn't you almost kind of feel like they were all kind of like sad in a way? Like, oh, okay, so we got him. Wow,
yeah.
We really got him. Huh.
Yeah.
Now what do we do? You know, it's like,
what do we do?
Kind of almost like a letdown, like, okay, 40 years of being afraid of this man and having to deal with this man terrorizing us.
Where's the
excitement
is gone now?
We've got him.
Yeah,
and now it's like, Well, actually, mm-hmm. you know, in a way, we all kind of loved him. You know, it's just weird. I mean, he did horrible things to their family. And, I mean, technically, Hope should have been given a medal for shooting the guy. I mean, he did enough things over time that he certainly deserved
it. Right, and that was the point.
But at the same time.
Right, and you could see that.
At the same time, like Carrie was saying, mm-hmm. he really, I mean, when she did kill him, it really wasn't for that reason, you know. It was, you know. But so
no, he was just an old
know.
Man, and he wasn't guilty of what she thought he did. For one,
right,
for
right.
one time,
so
it wasn't Stefano.
It wasn't justice
yeah.
in that sense. Yeah, but
right.
But you know, if you look at it cumulatively, it seems like he always managed to get his hands clean. You know, even though we knew he was doing mm-hmm. all these things, he managed to stay above the fray, so to speak. But mm-hmm. I think that's the thing as far as Joe's portrayal. But he always managed to make him appealing, sexy, you know, just fun, funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a lot of things that about him that you just loved, even though, and they always say, you know, the villain you love to hate, but honestly, I didn't really hate him that much. I mean, you know, okay, you tortured Ray for 6 months. Who was kind of fun, you know? I'm kind of glad.
Well, we loved
you know,
him for that.
Yeah.
And
no,
actually,
but,
no,
you
couldn't
I mean?
Hate him.
Like,
there was like,
And then, you know, I'm thinking
yeah.
to myself, here he is, you know, one of
some
his
of
saving
people deserve
graces,
what they
if
got.
You will. So, you know, some of his saving graces were that he did everything for his family, that it was familia, that it was his
familia.
Love of his family.
For the family.
And yet, most of his kids, he either had he killed them directly, like
yep.
Benji, or was responsible for their utter misery and ultimate demise anyway, you
right.
know. So,
yeah.
like, you know, I mean, for, like, the reasons that we sort of rooted for him really weren't
but
all that
well
founded,
still loved
then,
him and still kept
yeah,
coming back
but,
for
know,
more yeah
yeah,
yeah.
exactly so for Joe to be so masterful in that way to bring that out and to bring so much of you know and mm-hmm. you know and really and truly when I met him the one and only time I got to meet him and I've shared this before
oh lucky
he, it struck
uh-huh.
me he was I mean this was probably before he was actually ill with Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
it was 2009 I think but he
okay,
was
that's
actually
a while ago. Yeah.
quite he was actually quite meek and you know very sweet and tender and
right.
you know, I've shared, mm-hmm. it was a short exchange. It was just, it wasn't when I didn't get to interview him. It was, we were just in line to meet him and Lauren, you know, see him and him and Lauren. And I think Louise Sorrell was, at the same table at Day of Days, but you know, we got a few minutes with him and, you know, he was just so sweet when I told him my name and he was trying to write in the autograph book that they gave us. And it was like, he was like, oh, Anna, oh, that was my mother's name. And he was just so sweet and tender. Oh, what a beautiful name. You know, he was just so sweet. And so all these years I saw him as this big booming presence on screen. And actually when I met him, he was extremely tender and nice and, you know, just a mm-hmm. gentle guy, you know? And so I mm-hmm. thought, wow, his portrayal, I mean, he was a you know, he really was mm-hmm. amazing at having, because he didn't have the Stefano accent or anything, you know. So
Right, exactly,
It's kind of like, you know, Lauren Coslow's voice
Lauren's
is completely
different
than Kate, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind mm-hmm. of cute because it's like, I mean, not cute, I didn't mean that word, but it's just kind of neat how, you know, it really shows you the talent that they do have and that, you know, and that he was such a hard worker for all those years. And even when he was ill, he was still working. Even though he was losing capacity, he still gave it his all, you know. And, I mean, he was close to 90 years old, for crying out loud, you know. So
yeah, or over 90. Yeah, he's 90.
So that's kind of what I mm-hmm. wanted to share. I mean, there were, you know, of course, since I watched it in the early 80s, you know, he was somebody that I, you know, feared as the evil Stefano back then and all keeping Tony and Anna, you know, giving them all kinds of trouble and everything. But, you know, and the rest of Salem. But really, you know, I just really think he did a remarkable job of portraying that character off and on for 4 decades, basically. and making it so that, you know, we could love him, love his character, even when his character was virtually, there was virtually nothing lovable about him, you know. So anyway, that was my,
right.
my thought.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting us back on track for the whole we got onto the show and forgot, almost forgot about Joe. So, but yeah, that was very nice. Yeah. Carrie, do you have any favorite or scenes or
my
Stefano?
Favorite stuff really with Stefano was it, you know, the fight against the Bradys and the Hortons and the Caracas. My favorite part was about the DiMera family. And relationship with Tony and
right,
Kristen, EJ. My favorite storylines was the reveal that Lexi was Stefano's daughter by Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about the Stefano and Bart scenes. And to me, actually, the favorite, my favorite part of Stefano was him being a member of the family, being the patriarch of the family. That.
Yes,
but more
yes.
to me than his, you know, constant. I didn't like like the villain stuff with the Bradys and the Hortons and Merlina and all that. I always thought that stuff was kind of cheesy. But I preferred Stefano as the family man and how he dealt with that.
Yeah,
and,
or like when he was his grandkids, mm-hmm. like when Theo
I'd
and
have
those
to
guys
say
were.
That. Yeah.
Oh, the little kids mm-hmm. were little.
Johnny, yeah.
Oh,
Giovanni. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole DiMera family dynamic was always fun
yes.
to watch with
yes.
EJ,
yeah.
Stefano,
oh, yeah.
Andre, and how he related to his children and how they always were struggling with the loyalty and the disloyalty
uh-huh.
that he, you know, and how not to be, you know, Tony was always struggling with that, to be accepted by him but not wanting to be like him, you know. But, yeah, I'd have to admit that was the things that I like too. And I like the Queen of the Night. I always liked that with Marlena and Stefano and his, you know, John and all that. I always liked those storylines too. But yeah, I'd have to say the whole thing with the family was the most fun to watch. So especially the dinners that they had, and also with Bart and Rolf and all those were always fun. So yeah, he'll be missed. So, but there can only be one Stefano. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Is there anything else?
Well, always
have
every
one
week when
caller
we
before we go.
Every week when we start
uh-huh.
the show, we always start with his theme. So
yeah, let it play a little longer
a
today.
Our,
yeah.
Yeah, it'll always be a part of the show.
And another fun thing that I always like Stefano, you know, he was always
yes.
getting killed and
his
coming
music.
Back and getting killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the
Phoenix.
Music, and then him conducting. And then when he
yes.
came back, and he'd always raise the glass and said, he'll say, salute. And he said, it's good to be back. And he, I just like look into the screen and like every time, it's good to be back. And then, oh, okay. Died again. It's good to be. And every time he came back, that's what he would do. So that was like his signature thing there. And the playing the chess and the listening to the
yes.
music. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was Joe, too. I think Joe liked all
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
The same
mm-hmm.
thing. A little bit of Stefano, and I think that's of every character and every actor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of that character in those
mm-hmm.
actors. You know,
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So yeah. So we'll miss all that, too. You know, we'll see that again. But we also have all the old clips and everything to look back on, you know, to remind us. So, maybe we'll take, I'm going to take a caller before we wrap it up for the night, unless you have anything else. Okay.
That'd be great.
Yep. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, Jen. So
I
want to
know
think?
in this storyline, where was Roman?
Where? Yeah, that's true. That's another one that should have been there.
He tormented
he
Roman
the most. Roman. Mhm. Yeah, Roman wasn't there. Maybe the wrong Roman was there, but yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't seen Roman for a long time, actually, have we?
Every once in a while he pops up.
Yeah, know what? And you know, another one wasn't there was John. He did a lot to John. John as Roman and John as John, too. But that was all because of, you know.
Yeah, Drake got
Drake got hurt. Otherwise, I'm sure he probably would have been included in that story. But yeah, how did you like the? Did you see the twist at the end, or you didn't see that on Friday?
I saw it in the chat room. Mm-hmm. On Friday, but I didn't understand it until you guys explained it to me because it was preempted on Thursday because we had a snowstorm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't see any of that with Stefano than when actually
No, I'm going to have to find it on the day's site.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you should probably would be up by now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Drew and Jennifer?
That was good.
Yeah. I love
funny.
That. Yeah. Cute.
Yeah, it was kind of the comic relief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They look like they were having fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, they were. I like Charles Shaughnessy as Drew. He's like fun to watch.
I get by the hair though.
Long. What's that? The hair.
Gotta get by the hair though.
Yeah. Anything else about that maybe we forgot about the show or talk about the show or go ahead.
Who was stealing the Demira money then if it wasn't Stefano?
I don't know. Was it what's that?
Oh, wait, though, because on Thursday's episode, since you didn't get to see it, the forensic accountant, Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forensic accountant
Go
Austin,
ahead.
You know, a.k.a. rocket scientist Austin. No, he piped in with something like, oh, and by the way, our, team of whatever, you know, was able to prove that the exact amount that was stolen from Demira Enterprises ended up being deposited in his account over here, whatever. They put some throwaway line in there. But I'm going, well, wouldn't it have been half of that amount? Because didn't half of it go to Belle or Sammy and then to Belle?
Yeah, I thought Sammy was the one that took it.
I thought that was so bizarre because I'm like, did they rewrite that? Because Belle is stolen. Sammy got it. And then she left.
Stefano
town.
Was stealing it, Gary? Is that what you said?
Well, I think this is a different stealing, not the one that Sammy did. It was a different one. Because Belle gave her half of the money back to Chad.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Yes, I think they're stealing recently, not.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I didn't understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does Belle still have a couple hundred million fucked away then?
She gave it back. She gave it to Chad.
Oh, okay. I must have missed. Okay, I guess I missed that part. Okay.
Oh, cool. And speaking of Chad, what do you think about Chad and Gabby and they poured out their feelings to each other? I thought that was some good scenes between.
I haven't seen that yet.
And that was good. You know, Damus has them locked up in there, and she actually told him. And he said, "I love you." And he says, "I heard people say that they love two people, and I never believed it." He says, "Well, I believe it now." He loved both Abigail and her. Oh yeah, it was some deep stuff. It was some good scenes between the two of them.
And I'm wondering, are they hinting at Abigail and Dario? Because she's going.
Oh, I was wondering that. Oh, did you see Dario?
About...
Speaking of, woo, yeah.
So there's some open chest.
It was like, because that man was dressed too much. Now that's a guy that need to have his shirt off a lot more often.
He
trumps Brady, believe me. Oh. Yes.
That's how you really feel him.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I thought that even before those hospital scenes, even when she first went, I'm wondering if they're going to go eventually Gabby and Chad and Abigail and what, maybe not, I don't know what's going on there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought, Anna?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
I said, is that what you thought, Abigail and Dario?
Yeah, I kind of wondered because he was one of the people, few people that knew. Well, half of Salem eventually knew that she was alive, but
right.
They had scenes before. And then when she went to see him in the, didn't she go to see him in the hospital or something? Seems like I saw a scene with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, are they trying to do the whole? The whole switcheroo with the siblings.
Switcheroo. Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
You never know. And then with the new writers,
it could
be switched around.
That's the downside to changing writers all the time is that
stories
once
change.
You find out that writers are changing, then you start going, well, I know we have another 4 months of this, but then how do we invest because we don't know what they're going to do,
and who's
going to
be there and
gonna
who isn't going to. Yeah.
Right.
And for
right
now, who's not going to be there in 3 or 4 months? Which there won't be some people there.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That are here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Xander's coming back in May.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Xander. Any of the other villains that were on, but just him I've heard, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like is how they're portraying Anna, Anna De Mira. They did it again
I agree.
Just the people talking down to
just
her.
The eye roll. The
treating
eye roll
her like
thing,
she's
like
crazy.
Like
even Carrie and Austin,
I'd love to come to the wedding. I'd love to come to the wedding. And they're like, well, you weren't really invited. And then they're like, no, you can come. Like, I mean, it was
kind
of
comic. Yeah, she says, well, I won't
come
to the wedding, but
I
won't. Yeah.
I mean, they've definitely made her go crazy when, they're portraying her as she's always been that way, though. And, I mean, yeah, Anna was batty and
it
she was funny and all that always, but it was just
she was written differently.
It's been a lot
then.
More condescending. Like I did think it was subtle but funny when Anna said, "Oh, but I haven't." They were like, "We can get an earlier flight to Salem because she decided she wanted to go." She said, "There's somebody I want to see. Tony and I want to see."
Oh yeah,
Andre. I'm sure.
Yeah, we know who that
but,
is. Andre, because they do see each other next week.
They said. Mm-hmm. Carrie and Austin were like, well, we can get an earlier flight out to Salem. Let's go. And she says, oh, but I haven't even gotten a chance to talk with Marlena. And Marlena's like, email.
Email. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, normally I would root for Anna De Mira any day over Marlena, but that did crack me up. Email. Email's good.
Mm-hmm.
we'll talk
to
email.
So, she does run into Andre next week, so. That'll be coming up, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, that should be,
So, see how, what goes on down between those two, so. All right. Anything else?
The little scene between Austin and Rafe, how could they have Austin apologizing to him?
I don't know if I missed that. Probably apologizing for what?
The whole Carrie thing. I'm like, seriously?
Wait a minute. Wasn't there something between Carrie and Rafe at one time when they were working together? But why is Austin apologizing?
It was like
leaning
towards them, which I could not stand. And it's like, like
me either. Was that when the office got hot and
it's
Carrie
vague.
Had to like do the ice cube thing? Because that was awful.
Okay. No. Okay. Well,
I would like to see Austin Peck back though. I think Austin Peck and it'd be fun. But anyway, all right. Of course, Carrie would like to see Patrick Muldoon back. I'm sure.
Patrick,
I like that. I like Patrick.
Awesome. to me, Austin Peck is just acting like he doesn't know where he's at or what the hell he's doing.
That's true.
That's what to me. That's what it looks like to me.
Can I say he's like Rafe Jr.?
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe
he's
maybe
Rafe
in
Jr.
terms of.
And
Shannon, I think
he'd
be more believable as Kate's son, though, than Patrick Muldoon was. But anyway. I'll leave that alone, but that's, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
We all have our preferences. okay.
All right. Well,
that
I'm going to start
now. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long day for everyone, I'm thinking. So I think
yeah.
we covered everything. Right. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Right. Well, thanks, everyone. Okay.
Okay. Take care, everybody.
Good night.
See you.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
Bye, Jen.
Bye-bye. Thanks again.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.